The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. I am delighted, privileged, and honored to bring back a dear friend and my candidate for governor for Arizona, Karen Taylor Robeson. Wanted to bring her on to get some comments about a big story that hit last week that we've been talking a little bit about, which is a judge striking down what's known as Arizona's Proposition 208, which had to do with education funding. Karen is intimately familiar with it because she helped, she was part and parcel of leading the effort to defeating it at the ballot box in the first place when it was put before the Arizona voters, in part, large part, because it was an unconstitutional exercise put before the Arizona voters. And now that a judge has stricken it down and the Arizona Supreme Court has agreed, I thought it would be good to get Karen's views on where we are now and what we should think about going forward when it comes to financing our education system. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you for having me on.
You betcha.
It really is a good day in Arizona.
You betcha. You worked to defeat 208. It passed by the thinnest of margins. The Supreme Court of Arizona and now a trial court has stricken it down. Tell us what that means to you, what your views are on it, and what and how we should think about funding education in Arizona.
Okay. Well, the victory really is a victory for Arizona families and small businesses. You know, it was out-of-state interest primarily that put this initiative on the ballot. And if the court were to let it stand, Arizona would have become one of the highest income tax states in the country. Mm. So, you know, where for years and years we have been one of the lowest income tax states, it would have put us right at the top of the list, hammering our economy that really impacts Arizona families and importantly, small businesses. So I think, you know, the lesson for Arizonans is we need to go on the offense. It's time to take the fight to the teachers' unions. And, you know, they're the ones that closed our schools during the pandemic. And they're the ones that view our parents as domestic terrorists. But, you know, when I am governor, we're going to pay our teachers like we want to keep them. Our best teachers need to be paid appropriately. And if we paid our best teachers like we wanted to keep them, we wouldn't have a teacher shortage. But right now, too much of the money that we send to education gets stuck at the top in the bureaucracy at the top of the system. And we have to figure out how to push that money down to the principals, to the teachers, and into the classrooms. And I have said multiple times that I am very much in favor of letting the money follow the kid and really, really squeezing it out of the bureaucracy, which, you know, we have a system that was built for the adults and not the kids, and it's high time that we change that. And I don't want out-of-state interest coming into our state trying to tell us how to do it.
Right. That's well said, Karen. It's an interesting thing about reforming institutions. Education seems to be the one most resistant to reform. It has been that way for years. It is an antiquated system. But reiterate and say another word or two about this idea. You were giving a talk I was at about a week ago with some friends. We were walking out. My friends say, boy, I liked that idea, that imagery she had of putting the dollars in the kids' backpacks. Now, obviously, you don't literally mean that, but figuratively, that is what you are trying to do. You want to say something about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I am a huge advocate for school choice. I have been for many, many years. And, you know, the one-size-fits-all education system of the past is a relic. It's a relic of the past. With technology and with all of the educational options now available to us from, you know, public charter schools, private schools, pod schools, home schools, micro schools, all of these things that are in large part enabled by technology suggest that every family and every parent should be able to pick the best option for their child. And so that's what I intend to do. And I might also add, Arizona, you know, we've got over 20% of our kids already going to charter schools, which is one of the highest rates in the nation, if not the highest rate per capita. But more importantly, we now have over 50% of our kids going to a school other than the one that they are assigned to, which tells me that parents already are exercising that choice. You know, there are certainly some real-world impediments to some parents from exercising that choice, not the least of which is transportation. You know, it's one thing to be able to go to the school of your choice, but if you can't get there, it's not a real choice.
Right.
And so it's incumbent on us to solve that puzzle as well. There's some good things going on in that space. The legislature and the governor just last year passed legislation and appropriated money for some pilot projects to try and crack the transportation nut. But I just believe, you know, if any state can do it, Arizona can do it. We're going to break out of the one-size-fits-all mold, and we're going to do something that is so impactful to children, right? Education's the great equalizer. It's imperative that we do a better job of educating our kids.
Well, Karen, our families have known each other for years, but when I first came to know you in the private sector, you were working to help people navigate through all kinds of different bureaucracies, state and federal. And yeah, the big stumbling block to education reform is the professional teachers' unions, which I think keeps the teachers from being treated like professionals with the kind of merit-based pay you're talking about or success rate-based pay you're talking about. So that's one of the reasons I'm confident that you will know how to take them on and beat them as you have in your private sector career.
Yes, that is the plan, and I believe I'm the candidate that can win in November and lead our state to a whole new era when it comes to education. You know, I and so many others are tired of hearing about Arizona being at the bottom of the barrel.
Yep.
We have to change that. I want to see Arizona at the top in teacher pay, in academic achievement, in academic attainment. You know, if we as a state don't figure this out, our economic future just becomes bleak. And you know, with better education, all of the other things that we worry about, from social outcomes, health outcomes, criminal justice outcomes, all of those things improve with better education, and our kids deserve better.
You bet. And the choice to be meaningful, too, by the way, I think you would agree. I'll let you comment on it any way you want. It's not just about the transportation to schools. The choice has to be meaningful, that the schools have to be good, too. I mean, there are some good public schools. There are some good private schools. There are some lousy private schools, right? We have to do our best to make sure that when we're talking education or public education in Arizona, we're talking about educating all of the public.
Absolutely. And I am a big advocate of public education. I'm an advocate of any number of options. But most importantly, I'm an advocate for parents having real choice in education, not illusory choices, not, you know, getting rid of any option, but having all options on the table. Because I'm also a firm believer that with more competition, quality goes up and price goes down. And, you know, I'm also a firm believer, you know, And I think it goes without saying that resources are important in education. They're critically important. And we as a society have to commit to putting the resources into our system that is required. That being said, if resources were the answer, school districts like Detroit would have the best outcomes in the country.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, it's about the management and the direction of it and the use of it. It's not the resource itself, right? I mean, there are necessary but insufficient conditions here.
That's right. Accountability is key. We have to know, and quite frankly, I believe that, you know, the principals should be in charge of budgets.
Yep.
You know, right now they have to take what they get from the school districts.
Yep.
You know, we need to empower the principals who are closest to the teachers, who can reward the teachers that are getting results. And as we all know, at the end of the day, results matter.
Well, I know you're flying or traveling around the state a bunch and working pretty hard. But when I saw 208 was defeated, I knew I wanted to get you on. You know, and when Barry Goldwater ran in 1964, I said it's not that he lost, just that it took 16 years to count the votes. You were ahead of the curve on Prop 208. It just took 2 years to get the ruling on it. That's all, to count that vote. You were right in fighting it. And it is now fought, and we have defeated it, and a lot of credit goes to you for that. You're too humble to say it. I'll say it. When education reform is a topic in conservative circles, there was one person who started it, and that's the only education secretary anyone remembers, William J. Bennett. It's worth pointing out he's endorsed your candidacy.
Thank you for pointing
Karen, you betcha. You betcha. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out. Bill Bennett is truly a leader in academic reform in America, and I know just from knowing him, his passion for our kids and our future. I mean, we owe it to our kids to provide them the very best education we can, because as I said earlier, it's the great equalizer, and you know, not only does it provide significant economic benefits for the individual, but all of the other social benefits that all of us derive from, you know, health outcomes, criminal justice outcomes, and everything else. That's why I will lead this state, and we will pay our teachers, our best teachers, like we want to keep them, and we will achieve results.
I love it. I love how you talk about it as the great equalizer. I have a concept for a bumper sticker for your for you. Equal choice in education, not equity. How's that? That pretty
yes.
good? All right. Well, maybe we can refine that a little bit, but that's a good start, right? Equal choice in education, not equity.
Yes, absolutely.
Karen Taylor-Robeson, thank you. For those that want to check your campaign website out or even help out, KarenForArizona.com. Karen is K-A-R-R-I-N. Nice talking to you, my dear friend. We will be in touch.
Okay, take care.
You betcha. Okay. I'm Seth Leibson. We'll be right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.